Hi, and welcome to the Enterprises Facilitator DVD. If you're watching this, it's because you're about to become a facilitator on one of our programs. This DVD will outline the journey that you take participants through as a facilitator. We hope you enjoy it.
Enterprisers is an intensive four-day program that really strives to develop a real can-do attitude.
The first part is really about self-awareness and entrepreneurial motivation.
The second day is labeled ideation, which really focuses on aspects of team building and creativity.
The third part is really how to plan it, how to get it underway.
And the fourth day is what we call crystal ball, which is really thinking about where do we go from here.
The kind of vibe that we want to create in the program is all about cooperation, collaboration, and openness.
It's different, it's dynamic, it's spontaneous.
It's not just kind of sitting back and being lectured at, you're getting involved in group work.
Strange activities, but lots of fun.
The program is extremely interactive. We have some networking, we have a lot of social time, and lots of activities to build self-confidence and self-belief. It's about people who can make things happen.
There's a lot to look at in terms of where do ideas come from, and how do you think about ideas, and what do you do with them. So we hope that the skills really cover a wide variety of bases.
This session would be quite a success, actually.
The first activity is something that we call lines, lines, lines. I'm going to ask you to form a single line in alphabetical order by your first name. We'll quickly pass a microphone down that line, and we'd like to know three things about each of you very quickly.
I am Mowgli, like in the Jungle Book.
I'm from American Express.
And I like anything that has to do with storytelling.
After we've done that, there'll be stage two, which I'll announce from the balcony.
It was a bit of an icebreaker. Asked each other some questions, just really to sort of get to know each other.
We'll then move into a very quick exercise, but one that is really kind of fun. It's what we call the human map. So I will come down from the balcony and locate myself somewhere which will represent Cambridge, England. I'm going to then ask all of you to locate yourselves where you were born, all right, where you're from originally. Now let me move sort of, well, kind of in the middle, I think.
I'm Paris, France, so by good food, good wine.
It's quite interesting when you get people from sort of Leicester who are Stednik, there's people in Libya.
Well, the Dutch claim to fame is old masters and various liberal policies of sorts.
Excellent. So we've captured a wide spectrum of the world. Hopefully we'll find out a lot more about each of you over the next few days.
I think it just gets people both chatting to each other, but also gives them an opportunity to sort of lighten up, really, and get in sort of the enterprise's mood of being, you know, having a bit of a joke, a bit of fun, and just generally sort of relaxing into the situation.
Coat of Arms exercise is a very interesting way of getting someone to think about what they value most in life.
There are four quadrants on the Coat of Arms: what makes people happy, what people are good at. Third quadrant are the family values, and the final one is called a motto, where people are given a chance to describe really what drives them.
It's interesting because it gives people a much deeper insight into your personality.
The aim of the Coat of Arms is to start building self-confidence and self-belief, because the whole program is about that.
Welcome to BAFA. It is a simulation around issues of cross-cultural considerations.
Here's how you do it. First, you approach another alpha, greet him or her, and touch them in some way.
You're going to be in two different cultures, the alpha culture and the beta culture. One member of your culture will exchange and go over to the other culture to watch what they are doing. Sometimes you will feel awkward, silly, embarrassed. This is perfectly okay.
Hello? Yeah, well, so much for diplomacy round one. They're neither talking to us nor giving us cards, so, you know, I think we'll have to find out more in round two.
We are indeed a global world, and it's certainly going to be a part of your lives for many years to come.
They don't speak any form of discernible English, and they utter phrases like ka, lo, o, a.
So we hope it's given you some things to think about. We hope you enjoyed it as well. But think about if you've ever been in a real situation where you've also felt a bit awkward or embarrassed or funny because you weren't quite sure about what was going on.
If you can't push it at one side, turn it around.
Yeah, we get a few arguments, a few people suddenly taking over or getting very frustrated because you can tell that they want to get their hands on the string.
I think if we are patient enough, that should be an idea. Yeah.
It's a bit frustrating if it is not tight enough.
So we are trying to make a strategy to take this bomb out of the danger zone as soon as it is tilted more than 10 degrees. It will blast.
So your strategy team have 10 minutes to tell you what to do to defuse it.
When the implementation team come back in, the strategy team has to tell them. They can't show them. They actually have to tell them what the strategy is.
It's now dropped on top of the bomb. Yeah.
Firstly, they've got to work out the method by which they're going to remove the bomb. And secondly, they need to be able to work out how they're going to communicate that to the other team.
That works. I'll say it works.
This session is called Imagine It, and it runs into the next session, which is also called Create It. They're looking at some very big world problems: healthcare, the energy crisis, an aging population. What are the trends? What are the challenges? What are the problems in these areas? And then they're also looking for solutions.
So if you can visualize anything, that'll really help people very quickly as they move over here.
We're trying to solve some scientific problem.
I was initially looking in the mobile technology industry.
Brainstorming, trying to be creative.
And then I moved around to different groups.
I think lots of people found it quite challenging.
In like 30 seconds, you have to adapt to each other, but it's very rewarding because you get to know a lot of different kinds of people.
In the created part, they pick a particular solution that they develop further, and they put together a presentation.
This is Evership, reducing carbon waste.
They do so much on this program that by the end of it, they do embrace it, and it becomes very creative, very enjoyable, and you can actually see quite how much better the presentations have become.
This technology, we hold the design rights of how to put this in place. This is our product.
This activity is Planet, and it's about taking an idea out of somebody's head and bringing it right down to thinking about reality.
Yeah, well,
but even all shopping, we pointed out that that's not all traffic.
Simon, can you never...
The yellow leaves or the gold leaves, they're the gold nuggets, they're the goals. What are you actually trying to achieve? What are you trying to reach? The brown leaves are assets. They're what you know and who you know. The green leaves are what you actually need to do, so they all should start with a verb. It's an action.
When you're so close to a project, it's very difficult to look at all those ramifications.
You can put down sort of comments and questions.
And it helps when somebody who hasn't seen it comes in and points to the obvious.
They're taking all their ideas and working out practically how much it's going to cost.
The income would also depend upon that, because to get yourself started, you need some investment, grants, and other things.
It's not so much the idea, but it's understanding the process. I can take that and apply it to my own project. I will use this as my basis. So, I think it's a really great experience.
We've been here today with enterprises talking about our experiences as entrepreneurs and trying to give some of the people attending the event some insights into the pitfalls and the mistakes and successes that we've had along the way.
I've been asked to talk a little bit about my successes and failures. And even if you've got a powerful motivation to take your business forwards on your own, you're inevitably going to need other people in your team. a small slice of a big pie is worth more than a big slice of a small pie. And in the end, we really did give away 66% of the business for £1 million, and my company was worth $500 million by the time it IPO'd.
This is a networking event. It's an opportunity for the participants in the program to meet with 22 entrepreneurs from around Cambridge.
I find it quite natural. I mean, in fact, I enjoy doing it, networking. I enjoy meeting new people.
I find it quite difficult, actually. It's something I'm not particularly used to. So one of the reasons I came on this course is to try to get some experience of it.
The elevator pitch has become such a common currency, if you like, in the business environment. It performs two functions. One is to get clarity of thought, and the other is to be able to make the story compelling, all within a time of about 2 minutes.
We've been dreaming up a product over the last few days, so our practice today would be to pitch this to investors.
We're here for PureSense. PureSense is a product that targets travelers.
The idea is, can you get your story across in 2 minutes that maybe asks for a meeting, asks for information, asks for investment?
We will be doing the real pitch to a panel of investors.
Members of the facilitation team were there to provide encouragement, but also to provide some immediate feedback on both content and style of the presentation.
As an investor, I'd want to know what you're doing with that.
I think that is a common skill that everybody needs to be able to have. You absolutely need to be able to provide a compelling story and get people drawn in.
I think we're learning a lot in the process to take criticism and very quickly rework it into something positive. It's very nice.
The cabaret is really the capstone experience in some ways of Enterprisers. Each group is given a set of stimuli, an entrepreneur, an invention, and an event.
We were given Thomas Edison, the digital camera, and California.
So the group, together in a very short period of time, pulls together this very creative skit or sketch and perform in front of the rest of the crowd. It's a lot of fun, but it also underscores, I think, two of the real themes around Enterprisers. One, the idea of working effectively together as a team, and second, to think about where ideas come from and the whole notion of creativity. The cabaret is really sort of a highlight. Everybody enjoys the performances. We're always surprised. We never know what to expect, but we're never disappointed.
No more than 4 days ago, our knowledge of business was low.
But Neil,
who is small
and shy,
who is tall,
have just had our ideas to flow.
Good evening, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted that all of you are here this evening. A special thanks to all of the entrepreneurs who are joining us. The delegates are truly delightful, inspirational, full of ideas and creativity. We think you will have a grand time meeting them and talking with them. So just a brief toast to Enterprisers. Thank you, all of you, for being here this evening. We appreciate it very much. Cheers, cheers.
Shown you the role that you'll be playing as a facilitator and given you an insight into the activities during the program. Now all you have to do is go out and enjoy it.